Since Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick and Boston Mayor Thomas Menino announced the creation of the One Fund last week, more than $23 million and counting has been raised to help the people most affected by recent attacks near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Much of the fund consists of the $16 million donated from corporations, but more than $7 million has been raised through donations from the public. And in the Berkshires, people are doing their part. At a fundraiser held on the campus of Berkshire Community College in Pittsfield Thursday, a student art sale was held. The Mile of Prints sale featured works from students over the past 32 years. Benina Chilla is a former printmaking instructor at the college and an organizer of the event.
At the end of each course, the students would always do an addition, and one piece of the addition would go to the department. And so we had all these prints around, and I thought it would be the perfect idea to actually sell these prints.
Prints were sold with a minimum donation of $2, and all proceeds will go to the One Fund. Chilla said that some of her former students from over the years even stopped by and actually discovered their own artwork for sale.
And they came back and they said, oh, this is my piece. I'm going to buy it back and give a donation. Right. So it's kind of finding yourself again.
Barbara Hotchberg, an employee of the college, stopped by the table of student artwork to make a donation.
This one is quite interesting. I like the colors. And
Hotchberg said that she had already donated to the One Fund.
But this is just another way to help.
Susan Hartung also found some student artwork that caught her eye.
And they like this. Isn't this strange?
She said that in addition to helping the victims and the families of victims, she hopes that the money also goes to another purpose.
I hope part of it includes plans for next year to encourage people to continue to come to the marathon next year and to run in the marathon.
Other fundraisers will also be held in the region for the One Fund. A pasta dinner will be held at Epic Assisted Living at Melbourne in Pittsfield next week. Elaine McNabb, a spokesperson for the Assisted Living Center, said that she hopes the actions taken by residents of Western Massachusetts and beyond show solidarity with Boston.
It affirms them knowing that there are other people out there who do care very much about them and hope that they're able to recover, and to know that we want to help any way we can to make that a little easier for them.
For more information on how to donate to the One Fund for Boston, visit our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.